Welcome back to the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are sitting down here with Senator Chris Dastor-Alfheim. You know, it's interesting. We were talking on the other side about child care and, you know, funding for all of that in the budget. And you know, for a party that really wants kids to be born, darn it, they mm-hmm. sure don't really feel like they need to be taken care of a ton after that happens.
Yeah.
So, because this is something that I feel like I'm a pretty well-read person. How does this whole thing work? Where were we and where did it go to?
So child care accounts involved a lot of direct payments to the child care providers. And the Republicans' argument has been for years that they could fix it through lessening the regulations. And I will say that some of my CCRs, the organizations that help in the child care industry, yeah. said that there is some validity to that.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
There's some. Now, again, when the Republicans came back, one of the things that I know the child care people are not happy about is the new ratios of 1-7, meaning one instructor per pupil.
Yep.
And in some cases it had been 1-4, and the Republicans came in hard. They were a firm was not going to change at 1-7. Now, I think that every person on the planet that works in childcare knows that a 1-7 ratio is way too big. That's too yep. many kids. I mean, just imagine trying to wrangle that. Sorry. Again, Senator Hesselbein, who worked in childcare in college, was at that table saying, "You do not understand. You do not understand how difficult that is." The challenge that we ran up against is if you look to Minnesota, our very liberal, progressive neighbor, mm-hmm. they have a 1-7 ratio.
Yeah, it's hard to make that argument.
It's hard to fight against something. Now, yeah. the rest of the story, which matters, is that Minnesota doesn't use it. There's really nobody using a 1-7 ratio. Mm. But it is in their law. Therefore, we had a hard time trying to get off of that. So could you argue? I think there are some reasons, you know, in the rural communities, they now are allowing 2 teachers instead of 1. Is that a big deal? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of stuff in there. There's some reality. There's I think about $2 million worth of grant money involved for nonprofits and I want to say Wonder Schools, which is an organization that works to increase the people, basically recruits people into the child care industry okay. that has had some success wow. across the country. That was part of the Gobin bills, so that was agreed to. So again, if we stand on opposite sides and the Democrats feel that the only way to fix this is a mimic of the child care accounts, and the Republicans stand on one side and saying, no, that's not right, we're not going to give any money, we want to do it this way. This budget, and again, to the governor's credit, says, all right, we don't believe it, but we're going to give you a year to prove it.
Yeah.
So that was the compromise.
So what happens in a year?
What happens in the year is either the programs that the Republicans fought for are effective.
How would they know?
Well, I think that the industry should be able to tell us. I think the industry will know, are they recruiting more people? Are there more spots available?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the data will be fairly easy to read. Have these programs been beneficial or not? Have they been beneficial to a degree? So perhaps we can offset that. But the reality is, I think that everyone should be hoping for success.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Everybody should be hoping for success for the sake of the kids, for the sake of the providers, for the sake of the business community, for the sake of the families, for everybody. So, again, 1 year from now, after all of these programs are up and running that we've invested in that are, again, from the Republican perspective are supposed to fix it, either they're going to have helped or not. And then if not, if the problem is not solved, which is the expectation from the Democrats,
right.
then there's going to have to be a remedy, which means we're going to have to go to an amended, you know, to amend the budget, which is not uncommon.
Right.
It's not uncommon. Again, the thing we can't do, in my opinion, is throw a fit to the fact that nothing was done. That's not true. It is a Republican-controlled legislature.
Right.
With a governor and a Democratic Party that wants desperately to do the right thing. And
what do you mean you didn't
kids.
Get a $15 an hour minimum wage and universal health care?
Right.
What?
I was at a group the other night and I started the conversation with, we asked for everything you would have wanted us to ask for. We asked hard for everything. Yeah. Everything that you would have wanted in that budget, the governor asked for and the Democratic caucus asked for. Everything you would have wanted, we fought hard for. And when we got hard no's, we got hard no's.
Yeah.
And in the end, we got added in. We got the special education up to 42 and 45.
Yeah.
Still some certain, still not enough, still not some sufficient, still not 60%. But in what budget, if the governor comes in at a 60% ratio and the Republicans want none,
right?
You know, they're currently sitting at 30. What's the compromise between 60 and 30?
Right.
45. Right. That's where we landed.
Right.
Right. And again, in a Republican controlled legislature.
That's pretty good.
We got halfway through the increase. So to say it was a minuscule increase, I think is not,
it's
not fair because it's a 50% right. increase over where it was.
Right. And over where the party that is in the majority wants
right.
it to be.
Right. It's not enough. I get that. There must be more. We should be disappointed that we are still not taking care of our schools the way we need to. We should be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between saying we're still not there and saying, oh, we actually have moved forward in the right direction for mm-hmm. the first time. For the first yeah. time in over a decade, we have positive movement and positive investments. And now look where we can be. I look at yeah. it as this is the last crappy budget that we have to sign. The last yeah. one.
Right.
Because we will be in charge. If we continue, if the Democrats continue working as hard and as tirelessly as they have, and God bless the volunteers out there right. knocking on doors and making phone calls, they got us to right. this point, and we are one step away from actually being in charge.
Right.
And then all of those philosophies that we want to see, now we're in charge. Where's the money coming from is the question on the Republican side. Well, maybe we can look at all those billions of dollars of subsidies that are going out behind our backs to places that don't need them. And we yeah. can reshuffle the system to make sure that we can indeed take care of these kids.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, yeah, there's so many areas that we need to improve on, from the bloated prison population that we have to, right. oh my God, there's so much. We're talking with State Senator Kristen Dassler Alfheim. This is a great discussion. We're going to talk next about kind of where things sit. Where does the Democratic Party need to go? Where do we need to be looking for, you know, and how can this budget conversation guide where our politics go in 2026? Because holy crap, midterms are coming.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, you got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.